Quite shockingly, no Pete Davidson news today at all. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Did you see Tom Brady unretired? Yeah, I bet you did. Even the wife mentioned it at breakfast this morning. Stephen Colbert said Tom Brady got one taste of what it's like to help kids with math homework and decided to return to being tackled by the largest men in the world. Trevor Noah joked that Brady had been going to Super Bowl for so long. His first halftime show was a bunch of Gregorian monks chanting. Trevor, I love it so much because he's the most loved and the most hated athlete in the game. I love this guy. He's the main character. What's the NFL without Tom Brady, huh? Him leaving the NFL is like when Charlie Sheen left 2.5 Men. Yeah, there was still 2.5 men, but which men? Not men we cared about. Kimmel, Tom Brady's like your friend who announces she's quitting Instagram and then posts something 3 hours later. Fallon, that's right, Tom Brady is back, and once again he made history as the first person to ever move to Florida and unretire. Brady's retirement lasted 40 days. In other words, he pretty much gave up football for Lent. Yeah, he was only retired for 6 weeks. His kids were like, is it something we said? Stephen Colbert, of course, my dear friend Tom Brady's not just returning for the love of the game. He's also set to make $25 million next season, which is coincidentally what you'd have to pay me to go to Tampa. Hey, remember the whole big thing? It's the all-new Daily Show. Trevor is doing it from the house, and he, like, dresses down, and he lets hair grow out and all that. Well, going back to the old set, Trevor Noah's show, The Daily Show, it's called. You've heard of it. It's moving back to its old home at 733 11th Avenue. He'll be in front of a live studio audience for the first time in 2 years. The Daily Show will be on a brief hiatus March 18th. Trevor Noah is hosting the Grammy Awards on CBS on April 3rd, which I'm going to get into this on the weekend. Trevor Noah is a good host for an award show. You know what's a weird choice for an award show? Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer's hosting the Oscars for some reason. I'll do a quick version of what I'm going to do Sunday. I woke up thinking about this. When I think about Amy, I think downbeat, cynical, raunchy? Is that who you want hosting the Oscars? It's such a weird move. From People, Amy Schumer, who's hosting the Oscars for some reason, was asked if any day she would want to host her own talk show. Andy Cohen asked Amy if she'd want to take over The Daily Show or anything. You know, Trevor Noah kind of has that gig. Not saying anything. Amy, would you like to take over Andy Cohen's show? Sure, just say yes so we can get him fired. What is that, Andy Cohen? The Daily Show has a host. Amy said, probably not The Daily Show. Just too depressing, you know? It's not getting better if you're noticing, but I would, yeah. Now, what's not getting better? The world or The Daily Show? I think she meant the world, but that quote didn't read well. I'll do it again. Probably not The Daily Show. Just too depressing, you know? It's not getting better if you're noticing, but I would, yeah. She made sure to explain whatever job she takes next. She wants to be able to spend time with her son, Gene, who is 2.5. The more you get to know your child, I want to be around the years he can remember. So I hope that I have something where I can pick him up from school and drop him off. You know, I'm looking for that. Cohen said, I'm not sure a talk show is going to be the thing that works within that schedule. Amy said, I don't know. What are those hours like? What can I do 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.? What's my job? Lunch lady? Amy said, the second I knew I might host the Oscars for some reason, I started working on my monologue. My favorite thing is to work on a set, you know, like I used to do those roasts and whatever. So writing jokes and asking my friends who are comics to help with jokes. It's been so fun working on it. Working on it is the best part. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to be me. All right. Amy Schumer fan Chris Rock is touring the UK. Listen to me. If you're in the UK, don't miss this. Chris Rock in person is awesome. It's the Ego Death World Tour 2022. He's going to Birmingham, Leeds, Manchester, and the Royal Albert Hall. Well, we'll find out how many holes it takes to fill it. Chris Rock hasn't played the UK since 2018. May 12th, Royal Albert Hall. May 13th, Birmingham. May 14th, Leeds. May 15th, Manchester. Looks like Chris wants to do a 4-day weekend and get the hell home. The Joe Rogan people are all upset again. The Simpsons took a shot at Joe Rogan. Oh my. Season 33, episode 14, titled, You Won't Believe What This Episode Is About. Act 3 Will Shock You. Great title. In the episode, You Won't Believe What This Episode Is About. Act 3 Will Shock You. Homer Simpson is canceled for an unwitting mistake and becomes a social pariah. The synopsis says, a series of unfortunate events make it look like Homer intentionally shut Santa's little helper, that's the dog, in the car on a hot day, then got worse when he accidentally knocks Reverend Lovejoy out the church window. Videos of the incident go viral online, and the world turns on Homer, only for a mysterious man named Theo to approach him with a radical offer to repair Homer's reputation. You're waiting for the Joe Rogan part, right? Well, Homer goes on a show hosted by right-wing podcast host character. So let me describe right-wing host podcast character to you. The man is a little on the short side, looks to be physically fit, looks like he has the body type that if he let himself go and ate a lot of donuts the way Homer Simpson and I do, that he would be a stocky man, but this man is clearly in shape. He has a shaved head and a slight stubble and, you know, seems quite friendly, seems like the kind of person who would be funny. So Homer goes on the show hosted by right-wing podcast host character. When nobody else will give him the time of day or risk being associated with someone who has been canceled. People at Screen Rant not happy. Screen Rant said it's a spoof that ended up backfiring, and the writers ended up portraying right-wing podcast host characters' usual guests as presumably equally well-meaning, harmless figures like Homer. On the other hand, Den of Geek has praised the episode as a marvelous satire on the Wire generation and mass knee-jerk reactions. This is so funny. I'm looking at the still image. It is Homer at the door of a building labeled Right Wing Podcast House. Pry is welcome. And Right Wing Podcast host character, the man who's in shape, who, if he let himself go, would look stocky like me, is greeting him at the door. It's just a very funny still. Screen Rant wondered, why didn't The Simpsons mention Joe Rogan by name? Maybe the character's not Joe Rogan, right? Screen Rant writes, the issue with The Simpsons not naming Rogan is an obvious one. If the show wanted to criticize a famous figure with as large an audience as Rogan, the satirical point would be sharper if they named the commentator himself rather than obliquely referencing himself as generic right-wing podcaster. Hold on. As somebody who uses the phrase national donuts chain every day, I'm telling you, from a comedy standpoint, it's much funnier to say national donuts chain or right-wing podcast host character. Everyone knows what you mean. It's funnier. Given his huge platform and fame, naming the host would have been more effective, particularly when it's easy for Rogan to simply reject the label right-wing as he's done before, blah, blah, blah. Since Homer never did anything wrong in the first place, it seems obvious that he has nothing to apologize for. However, the Simpsons season 33 episode saw himself prostrate himself to Springfield's unfriendly, unreasonable citizens, and this is portrayed as a good decision or a necessary step to his redemption, when again he did nothing wrong in the first place. Guys, it's The Simpsons. They wanted to write in a character who's totally not Joe Rogan and is just right-wing podcast host character. Relax. And who's getting good reviews is T.I. from Page Six. T.I., you know, the rapper, took the stage at the Laugh Factory Saturday night. His surprise set was, quote, pretty good. According to one, quote, shocked showbiz insider. But the material won't be seen outside the club since the security team made sure fans were not recording his routine. Oh, that's a challenge. Someone is going to record it now. Shocked showbiz insider told Page Six. See, I just did that. I could have just read the article which said The Witness, but that's why you do that. It's funnier. Shocked showbiz insider told Page Six. T.I. did a surprise set. He was actually pretty good. They sent out a security force to prevent people from recording. Shocked showbiz insider said T.I.'s material included jokes about his kids and his wife. People were shocked, says shocked insider. When T.I. hit the stage, they were like, WTF question mark. The audience had to look around twice to see if it was really him. That's fun. A student, I think, was at Penn State's Mikey Day show. This from Onward State. At the show at Penn State, Mikey Day apparently poked fun at a handful of topics. Could you be more specific? Sure. Including Tex with his technologically inept father. It's a little hacky, right? Doesn't everyone do that? He also voiced multiple different characters, ranging from a Nickelodeon show, people in East Halls, that's apparently a dorm where you might live, biology and engineering majors, and 50-year-olds at bars. Hey, Mikey Day later brought a student on stage and asked her about Penn State's party scene. She said she's in the Penn State Thespian Society. Day said, nerd alert. No, I'm kidding. I was too, including adding he was a classic theater kid. Sounds to me from the recap, and I wasn't there, that he winged a lot of the show, but it may have been funny anyway. Gabe Iglesias. He has sold out Dodger Stadium. He'll be doing a concert there May 7th as part of the Netflix Comedy Festival. It is believed it will be filmed for a special. Dodger Stadium can hold 70,000 baseball fans, but the number of seats available for the show will likely be significantly less than that. Deadline says it's still quite a feat. Kevin Hart is playing the place where the Lakers play, Arena, as part of the fest. That holds 20,000. Dave Chappelle's doing four nights at the Hollywood Bowl, which is seats 17,500. Ticketmaster, who, by the way, John Oliver did a wonderful takedown of, if you missed Sunday's Last Week Tonight, check that out. Ticketmaster says there are plenty of tickets left for each of Chappelle's shows. That's interesting. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry were lampooned by BAFTA host Rebel Wilson at the BAFTAs on Sunday night. Rebel Wilson joked, from drama to horror to fantasy, Harry and Meghan's interview with Oprah had it all. Unfortunately, that's not nominated in this category, but some credible films are. Love that joke, and I love making fun of especially Harry. The rodeo people were coming at me the other day. I wasn't making fun of rodeos. I was making fun of Prince Harry being at a rodeo. Why would Prince Harry be at a rodeo in Texas? He lives in California. Nobody's worried about his security. That was my point. I love you, rodeo people. Just messing. Anyway, if you like goofing on Harry or you just want to know what the Queen is up to or Kate Middleton, she's just so wonderful. I'm the writer on a podcast called Palace Intrigue, 5 minutes a day, an actual 5 minutes, not like this 5 minute show that turned into a 20 minute show. That one's actually 5 minutes. We talk royal family. It's called Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. If you like what I do here, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. There are a couple of bucks in the tip jar. I'll talk about that in a second. This next thing has nothing to do with comedy. So if you want to skip ahead about a minute, go ahead. But it is about coffee. Starbucks is saying by 2025, want every customer to either use their own mug or borrow a ceramic or reusable to-go mug from their local store. They're considering a borrow a cup program in which customers pay a deposit for a durable cup that they take with them and drop back after use. But say me, say I were to go there every morning as part of my morning routine. Would I need two cups? Am I going to platoon? Is there like a whole thing of like a wall of cups and they're like, hey, make sure you get John M's cup? I don't know about this plan at all. They did a test. Customers paid a $1 deposit and had to return their cup to a smart bin located on the store to get their dollar back. Customers also earned rewards for using the cup. An employee of Starbucks said, right? Uh-huh. The excitement and engagement was really high among my customers and my employees. For baristas, the process was straightforward enough. They just used the reusable cup instead of a regular one to prepare drinks. I get the whole, I walk in and I go, hey, use this cup. But what about those of us who like to order in advance and then walk in, grab it, and leave? That's me. I got a comedy podcast to record, man. All right, enough about that. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Now, it is Wednesday. On Wednesday, I go to trivia night with my friend Glenn. If you'd like to buy Glenn a beer, you can buy him either 5/7 of a beer by donating $5 at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, or there's a new option to buy Glenn a full beer. You can click on that one and donate $7. buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Speaking of trivia and trivia guys, I know you listen to the podcast and I appreciate you. Listen to this variant. The Capital City Showcase is bringing back the Comedy Karaoke Trivia Funtime Show. It'll be back Saturday, March 26th. Here's how it goes. First round, 3 rounds of trivia, all right? Second round, world-class stand-up comedy performance. All right, so we play trivia, then a comedian gets up. Third, the top three teams in the trivia standings send up one player each for a karaoke battle. And the audience determines the winner. So there's trivia, a comic gets up, then there's karaoke. Hey, Glenn, I got news for you. Who's singing that one? And it ain't me. I might have to reach out to the trivia guys. Maybe we'll team up with the brewery and we'll do this, huh? Let's see who's at South by Southwest tonight. Starting to wind down. Just the one show. 4 o'clock. Improv for Humans. It's a solid podcast. Matt Besser, Daniel Schneider. That's it. Maybe you should hop on a plane. Australia, it's open for business. The Canberra Comedy Festival starts tonight, although I don't publish this till Wednesday morning, and they're 18 hours ahead. You already missed night one. Sorry, we can't time travel. Canberra takes place today through the 26th of March. 10 days. HerCanberra.com suggested 8 acts that can't be missed. Let's take a look. Nurse Georgie Carroll will talk about her perspective as a nurse who went back to work on the front line during the pandemic. She may have stepped away for comedy for a while, but her hour of unfiltered hospital banter will crack you up. All right, that one is tonight, I think. Except for the whole time zone thing, you missed it. I don't know what to tell you, man. Get on a plane right now, because Thursday, you can catch this one if you get moving. Like right now, head straight to the airport. Don't listen to the rest of the podcast. Download it and listen on the plane, and then you'll find out what you're on your way to. You'll be like, I trust Joni Mack. I booked a flight to Canberra, Australia, and apparently I'm going to go see Christy Wiebeck's Silver Linings tonight. See, aren't you glad you're listening to this on the plane? Now you know what to expect. What does Kirsty do? She spins silver linings into comedy gold. Aren't you glad you spent $2,000 on that flight? Thanks, Johnny Mac. All right, blow that show off. Go see Aaron Chen. He's making his mark on Australian comedy with his debut show entitled The Infinite Faces of Chinny Baby. He was winner of Best Newcomer at the 2017 Melbourne International Comedy Festival and the Sydney Comedy Festival. He hosts Aaron Chen tonight. All right, that sounds pretty good. Don't know anything about him other than what I just told you. But since you're on the plane anyway, why don't you go see this one? Thursday and Friday at the Playhouse, Lizzie Hu, Lizzie spells her name H-O-O, Lizzie Hu's show is called Who Cares? Her first show in 2019 was called Who Am I? Get it? Yeah. Lizzie is known for discussing her Chinese-Malaysian-slash-Irish-Australian mixed-race heritage and her one-of-a-kind father and Brisbane ukulele personality, Chan. I'm in. I love that. Also today, aren't you glad you're on the plane? Nick Cody, classic comedy, classic spelled classique with a Q-U-E at the end. This red-bearded D-head, his words not ours, D is for, you know, thing. That D-head is bringing premium classics from the last sold-out critically acclaimed tours. He's been seen on Conan, maybe you know him. Saturday at the Big Band Room, it's Chris Ryan's Can't Complain. A journalist, a mum, and a woman with the uncanny ability to crack up audiences. Chris Ryan is back to tell us how her special skill is making life harder than it needs to be. These descriptions are really bad. Thursday and Friday, Stephen K. Amos. He is fantastic. I actually know who that is. But again, terrible copy. When the world gives him lemons, he adds gin, tonic, ice, and a healthy dose of humor. Canberra Comedy Festival, you need a writer. Back to the States. You know what? I'm sorry that you're on a plane to Australia. I did the stories out of sequence. I should have told you this one first. I could have saved you so much money and time. But hey, you're going to see Australia. For those of you who didn't catch the flight, Gilda's Laugh Festival, that kicks off tonight. That was in Michigan, so you can make that one. Some of the performers, the Clean Comedy Showcase. That one features Leclerc Andre, who was featured last year at Just for Laughs Comedy Festival as one of the new faces. That's good. Jesse Campbell, Leanne Lord. I remember Leanne from when I used to run the Clean Comedy Channel on SiriusXM. Wow, I haven't heard that name in a while. Dwayne Perkins has a Netflix special called Swain Perkins. Take note. Gilda's Laugh Fest Clean Comedy Showcase tonight through the 18th. Tickets $30. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. Trivia night tonight. See you there. Bye.